Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, I guess all of you have heard the news. We haven't won this battle yet, but we're still on the field. We've still taken the field. I hope you have too, and we're going to go forward with this thing. There's a lot to do, as you know, to keep putting the pressure on. To get the elected things to do the right thing. And as you know, the judge has ignored the federal government and the subpoenas of the government to call on Terry Schiavo and her husband and others to appear and testify. And so the tubes have been pulled out and her termination has been started. The clock has been started for you and I, brothers and sisters, to work and work and work until she is saved. God is watching. I can guarantee you that. This is the time, as I told you before, that he has asked, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? He's pointing the finger. And, you know, I was thinking today, folks, as this was taking place, that the Lord says in the scriptures, he sends people among us. He sends the indigent. He sends the poor. He sends the beggars. He sends people like Terry Schiavo, I believe, before us to test us and see what we will do. He says that many times these are his angels that he sends before us just to see what we will do. Well, we're going to see what people will do. There's only a few days before Terry Schiavo will be dead, not from malnutrition, but from a lack of water, irrigation. So anyway, I want to share with you tonight a letter from an ex-girlfriend of Terry's. Yes, we have Michael Schiavo's former squeeze girlfriend. We have her letter, and we want to read that to you. I just sent it to the sheriff not even a half an hour ago. Just received a letter from his girlfriend about being in fear of him and about his aggravating activities. So we'll talk about that when we get back after this first break. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Jack McGlam, feeling a little older today. We've put a lot of time and a lot of prayer, as you have, in the last couple weeks into this case. And it looks like we stirred up a lot of commotion, which is good. We've just got to stay at it. This is the time when the tough gets going. What's that old saying in the military? When the situation gets tough, the tough get going. Well, that's where we're at right now. But I just keep remembering every minute that it's much tougher on little Terry Schiavo at this moment. They said when they came in and said they were going to pull her tube, she started crying. So she's very much aware of what's going on. I hope and pray they didn't wrap her in that wool again, as they did last time, to try to dehydrate her much more quickly. But we just don't know. But I want to share with you what I just sent to the sheriff. Our Police and Military Association has been communicating with him. We sent him a letter yesterday, as you know, and I don't know if I shared it with you or not, but it's a very, very interesting letter explaining why we have felt all along our police investigators here at our Police and Military Associations, which there are two of them here, have felt that there was a conspiracy, something strange between Mr. Schiavo and Judge George Greer. Well, the letter we sent to the sheriff yesterday explains all of that and tells about the conspiracy between Judge George Greer, Mr. Schiavo, Mr. Schiavo's name? I can't think of it right this minute, but anyway, Mr. Schiavo's lawyer, George Fellows, that's it, F-E-L-O-S, who's on the board of the hospice that controls the hospice where little Terry is being executed at tonight. And so we mailed a lengthy, we had to fax it to, today. Today we faxed this conspiracy between the judge and Michael Schiavo and George Fellows. That's what we call it. Their connections together are incredible. Matter of fact, Everett Rice, the sheriff, before the present sheriff, Jim Coates, was setting as sheriff, Everett Rice was in this conspiracy between all of them. Matter of fact, he had hired Michael Schiavo for the prison there as a nurse for the prison. And so Michael Schiavo, the former sheriff that refused to investigate anything Michael Schiavo did to Terry, the strong evidence that she was abused and she was choked. One doctor had x-rays done of her neck and shows, he says, it looks like she was choked, that the injuries to her neck had to come from somebody choking her. And yet the sheriff, Everett Rice, who has stepped down to become a Florida representative now in the House of Representatives for Florida, refused to do investigations into the situation. Well, we know now because there is a link between the former sheriff, Everett Rice, George Fellows, the attorney for Michael Schiavo, and Judge George Greer. And so we mailed that to the sheriff. I want to share with you at this time, instead of going over that letter we sent today about the connection between these people, I want to take you to a testimony of the girlfriend of Michael Schiavo before his latest squeeze that he's had two children with, that he's fornicating with and committing adultery with. There was a lady before her, and so we take you back to the testimony of his former girlfriend. This is Cynthia Shooks, and it's testimony, unwilling testimony, given in fear, May 8, 2001. We start off by talking about Carol Lieberman, medical doctor, psychiatrist and expert medical witness, and author of the book Bad Boys, Why We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them. Yes, there is a book out there like that, was quoted as saying, I have studied men who exhibit pathology in their relationships with women. Profiles of the 12 different types of bad boys are explained. Michael Schiavo fits the profile described in the book as the Prince of Darkness. See Chapter 13. O.J. Simpson was cited as a classic example of this type. And there are indeed similarities between these two men. It is especially significant to note that O.J. flew into a homicidal rage when he realized that Nicole was totally abandoning him. As this characteristic of these impulsive men who most dread being abandoned by their women. Similarly, Michael Schiavo was likely to have known that Terry had begun making plans to divorce him, since she had a coworker and family member. Since she told a coworker and family member, stalking is characteristic of this type of man as well. And a girlfriend of Michael's, Cindy, accused him of stalking her in 2001. This is the story of Cindy and the deposition that she had to be forced to give out of fear of Michael Schiavo. This is Michael Schiavo's girlfriend. Terry was also afraid of Michael, but of course Michael has been hard at work to make sure that she can't give a deposition as Cindy has. Let's see here now. Oh, boy. Got to get my computer working right here. All right, we're there. All right. In late 1991, 1.5 years after Terry's collapse, Michael Schiavo became involved in an intimate relationship with Cindy Shook. The romance continued for approximately 1 year. It can be documented that the two spent a weekend at the Don Caesar Hotel in St. Petersburg Beach, and they also contacted a Century 21 realtor on the promise of purchasing a home. In May of 1992, at the apex of the romance, Schiavo, that's Mr. Schiavo, had Terry's two pet cats euthanized to clear the way for his moving in with Cindy and her pet dog. So he killed his wife's two pet cats. In the summer of 1992, Schiavo moved into his parents' home. We can speculate with reasonable accuracy that it was at the instructions of his attorney, since the living arrangements would be contrary with his girlfriend of Schiavo's loving husband image they were projecting for the upcoming November 1992 malpractice trial. In April 2001, Cindy Shook, married name Brasher, was interviewed by an investigator working in Terry's behalf. I should be on Terry's behalf. Unwilling to come forward because of her immense fear of Mr. Schiavo, Cindy had to be subpoenaed and was then subsequently deposed on May 8, 2001 to try and learn more regarding her intimate knowledge of Michael Schiavo's character traits. This is excerpts from the May 8, 2001 deposition. Cindy Shook describes Schiavo's possessiveness. He's very jealous. He stalked me at where I work after I stopped dating him. When he would get mad at me, he would tell me I would rather be laying in bed at the nursing home with her than with you. I mean, he can be most incredibly a mean person. When asked if she was afraid that Michael would physically harm her or if he would harm children, she said, "I am concerned about retaliation because I have a child. I have children and a husband. I know him. I know what he told me. I said he could be a very mean person." She spoke of how Michael Schiavo stalked her for close to a year after the breakup and that she received repeated phone calls. "He came to the floor looking for me several times." It sounds like she's in a hospital or someplace. I believe that's where she was. It says, "I felt it was out of character for him to get a job as an orderly at the hospital where Terry was. That was concerning to me. When he would come up to the floor looking for her, Terry, she was not scared at first, but later she was scared. In town, I would look up when I was driving, not at my work, but she would look in the rearview mirror, and there would be Michael Schiavo. I would look up, and he would be behind me in traffic. It continued for several months after he didn't work at the hospital any longer. I would change lanes, try to make a turn, and he would do the same. He did this about 10 times. One time he was behind me in traffic, then beside me. He got next to me in two lanes, going the same way, and he changed lanes basically right on top of where I was at. I had to swerve not to hit. I had to swerve off the road. Michael ran me off the road. I considered it a stalking, dangerous, and guessed potentially life-threatening. Cindy thought about getting a restraining order. She talked to an off-duty police officer in her building. They discussed marriage, meaning she and Michael. She said, "Schiavo asked, 'What would you do if I asked you to marry me?' He never discussed getting a divorce." Very interesting, huh, folks? We'll be right back with more of Michael Schiavo's first girlfriend, or at least we believe, or possibly his first girlfriend after his wife became disabled through mysterious means. Be right back. We'll be right back.
care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Tired. I know if you can probably hear it in my voice. I was up late last night working on our next newsletter, Ain't a Bad Police Military Newsletter, and then we've been working very hard, and my assistant here has been working very hard to get these letters out to the sheriff, trying to put things together for the sheriff, and so I apologize for being maybe sounding like I'm a little bit out of steam here, but we're going to keep going and rolling with this until we save this young lady's life because, as I said, she's one of God's children and she is our sister. So we're reading a letter now by Michael Shivo's girlfriend, possibly, we don't know that for sure, the first one after she was disabled. About a year and a half later, Cindy Shook here says that she met Michael when they started dating. Evidently, you get the impression from what she's saying here that she was either married at the time and had a child. I'm a little confused here because she's talking about her husband being scared for her child and her husband. Maybe that came a little later. So I don't know. But anyway, here's Cindy Shook once again, talking about her relationship with Michael Shivo, which as the book publisher said at the very beginning, and I know this personally too as a police officer and police investigator, that this stalking and abusiveness and hot-temperedness and things like that is the kind of person that can choke his wife and leave her brain dead, because Terry Schiavo is not brain dead at all, but has brain injuries due to probably the blood being cut off to her brain for some time. But Cindy's discussing here, she said that Mr. Schiavo, Michael, got angry when asked questions about Terry. When she would ask questions about Terry, he'd say, "This had destroyed my life, and I'm being robbed of a normal life," he said. And then when she'd ask questions about Terry's care, he really got upset. And according to Cindy, Michael Schiavo said, and this is a key point to red flag for a police investigator, folks, he said, "How the heck," he didn't use that term, but he said, "How the heck should I know we never spoke about this?" In other words, her becoming disabled. "My God, I was only 25 years old. How the heck should I know? We were young. We never spoke of this." Well, Michael testifies, and the reason that Terry's being put to death right now is because he said they had spoke about this, and she said she wanted to die. So red flag there, folks. But the article goes on here and says they never spoke of this, yet now Michael claims that Terry's wish was to die of starvation and dehydration, and the infamous Judge George Greer rubber stamps it. Why is this being done? Well, here's information on the criminal investigation of Michael Schiavo that could be used in the criminal investigation. We're hoping the sheriff, he received this evening, and so did his secretary, and so we hope that maybe this weekend or Monday he will read this new information about Terry Schiavo's first girlfriend and her testimony about him being a scary guy and bordering on violence with her and a hot temper and a stalker and so forth. But a case for criminal investigation of Terry Michael Schiavo, number one, nurses testify. Heidi Law, Carla Sewer-Iver, Carolyn Johnson have been ignored and dismissed without hearing. Each testified that Michael was abusive to Terry and may have attempted to kill her by insulin injections and attempts to induce pneumonia by turning the thermostat in her room to 64 degrees. Number two, Michael Baden, top forensic pathologist in the county, top forensic pathologist in country. It doesn't make much sense here. So I'll just say in the county, that must be what they're talking about. Michael Baden, B-A-D-E-N, top forensic pathologist in country, and interviewed on Fox News National Television, broadcast October 25, 2003, on Terry's bone scan and injuries, stated that, A, Terry's injuries were not consistent with a heart attack, no cardiac evidence to support it. In other words, this top forensic pathologist says that Terry's injuries on the day that she was allegedly to have a heart attack had no cardiac evidence to support that. B, extremely rare for potassium imbalance on women her age and in good health. They're saying a potassium imbalance had something to do with her breaking bones. Does that sound correct, folks? I think I heard that somewhere else in some of this information, because they say, well, she fell and she broke her bones. But the doctors don't seem that way. And you'll see here when we get to C. It says here, injuries are consistent. Number C, injuries are consistent with severe trauma possibly caused by a beating. D, the injuries and medical records warrant an immediate investigation. And we'll be back with more of the program. And, folks, we're going to open the phone lines up, too, if you'd like to get in and talk about the situation tonight or other situations, too, if you would like. We'll continue on with this report about information that would be important in the investigation into Michael Schiavo's situation in this tragedy. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Into Michael Schiavo, and so we'll continue on here. Number three, first of all, Michael Baden, top forensic pathologist, they probably meant in the country, in this country, but it says in country, kind of to a soldier that means something different than in the country. So anyway, let's go to number three here. Dr. William Hamas Fair, Nobel Prize nominee and neurologist, testified that Terry's neck injuries are consistent with only one type of injury, that of strangulation. Number four, Terry's doctor, Dr. Gambone, resigned. He had previously testified Terry would die within only a few days of starvation and dehydration. Terry has an obvious will to live, because what did she last 6 days before? Before the Congress passed Terry's law there in the state, and Jeb Bush had her tubes put back in. So we hope she's up to another 6 days. What a horrible thing to think about, because can you imagine laying there being totally awake and obviously knowing you're dying, that everybody's allowing you to starve to death and dehydrate to death. What a horrible, horrible situation Terry's going through right now. If it is true, she started to cry when they came in and talked about taking her tubes out. Of course, she was very much aware of what they were going to do again, try to kill her. My goodness gracious, the terror. Please pray for Terry to be able to make it through until we can save her again this time. But anyway, number five, Michael has enlisted the services of a new doctor, Stanton Tripoldice, who has five malpractice suits against him. Clearly, Michael is attempting to provide substandard care for his wife. Well, that is clear. All right. And matter of fact, we have the cases here of the malpractice suits against this doctor, Stanton Tripoldice. Five malpractice suits. Case 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have the case numbers. One was in 94, 95, 96, 97, and 98. And this guy, Michael had to really look to find a guy with five malpractice suits against him to get him for his wife. Number six, Michael is committing adultery by living with another woman who has already borne one child with another on the way, thereby creating an obvious conflict of interest as him being her guardian. Number seven, Michael has committed both perjury, two counts, and insurance fraud by promising to provide care and therapy for his wife in exchange for the court awarding $1.2 million here in 1993. No care has ever been provided to Terry. Number eight, Michael Schiavo has also prevented Terry from undergoing a barium swallow test, a procedure necessary to ascertain the consistency of foods able to be taken by mouth. Eight, Michael Schiavo has also prevented Terry from undergoing, I just read that. Number nine, co-conspirator George J. Fellows, his attorney, combined and conspired with Michael Schiavo to arrange for Terry's free stay at hospice at Woodside as part of an exit protocol designed to advance Fellows' self-perceived messianic mission of helping incapacitated people to die by categorizing them as terminal, warehousing them, and depriving them of therapy and rehabilitation services. Attorney Fellows is director. This is very interesting, folks. The attorney for Michael Schiavo is director of the Florida Right to Die and has testified that he can ascertain a person's desire to die by looking into their eyes and letting their spirit speak directly to him. I'll bet he's hearing spirits all right, but it ain't from the people he's looking into the eyes of. The man is absolutely a evil, evil man. We saw him on television tonight, and I'll tell you what. If that isn't pure personification of evil, I don't know what is. Number 10, investigative insurance company was established in January 2001 at the house of Michael Schiavo and his girlfriend, now fiancée Jody Cantanaz. Jerger and Cantanaz Insurance Agency Incorporated is what they called their business. Mike was listed on the board of directors of the corporation. Note, insurance is deliberately misspelled in the state of Florida corporation filings, possibly to avoid investigation. I don't know what that means. Number 11, Michael continues to deny Terry the right to receive Holy Communion as part of her Catholic and civil rights. February 12, 2005. Well, folks, I have next to share with you, we're going to go to the phone lines here first, and we'll give out that number, but we have somebody on the line right now. But I want to share with you a nurse and a legal expert that has personal knowledge of this case, Terry Marie Vaccaro Sturgeon, who gave this testimony yesterday about spending a number, 40 hours a week, up all night in the offices of Terry Schiavo's parents, their lawyer for Terry Schiavo's parents and other involvements, and she has a good amount of information about what we need to know about Terry Schiavo, or Michael Schiavo, the husband. Let's go right now to James in Texas. James, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack. I've calmed down since I first called, so I my initial feeling was hurt. I don't own any guns. I never touched a gun, but I have a lot of respect for those who do and have, and this is very odd coming from me, but if there's any militia groups in Florida, this is the time for them to do what they need to do, because if the sheriff doesn't do what he needs to do after receiving your letter that thanks to you and your people that you work with for drafting that, if he doesn't act the way he's supposed to act, there's no other recourse but militia. They have to get their numbers to overwhelm the people that are enforcing this evil decision. What do you think? I'm just.
Well, James, I feel the same way as you do. I love to work within the law, and the judge is not working within the law. The judge is in violation of at least three, if not four, state laws in his decision. So he is a criminal violator of the law. There's no question about it. I've read the state law that he's in violation of. He can't do what he's doing. He's also saying for the medical people to ignore the subpoenas of the Congress that have been issued for Terry Schiavo and her husband and others. And I just don't believe he can do that. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I understand this feeling of I'm a warrior myself, and I want to go down there personally myself and wring some necks and protect Terry Schiavo. We're just hoping and praying that, that we will succeed in this thing. God will grant us the victory because it's righteous what we're doing.
Yes.
Terry Schiavo is righteous, and so we're hoping to get the victory. I would not be surprised, knowing some of the people in the militias around this country, as I have for 20 years now, that they would not have a contingency of people going down there to save her life. And
I would certainly,
James, with you, I would certainly understand that emotion. I certainly would understand that. I don't want to see anybody hurt or injured. And
I don't either.
I don't want to see Terry Schiavo murdered either, as she's being murdered right now by a very corrupt judge. And it
looks like a very corrupt husband
that probably... The husband is probably an attempted murder suspect himself, it looks like.
He should be put in the firing range even if she doesn't die. I'm sorry. That's just my emotion right now. I'm sorry. This is sickening. And can the sheriff act on... I'm not going to use the right word. Don't know what I'm saying. I'm so upset about this. Can he go in there with his people and take over and remove her from that place?
Can he do that? Absolutely, 100%. He has jurisdiction
without interference from the state troops.
He has the lawful power to protect the life and limb of the people in that county. He is the most powerful law enforcement person in the county, and he absolutely. In our letter yesterday, we told him that, and I'm telling him in the letter I sent him today that he has the power and the duty to go in there and stop that execution of this lady and complete his criminal investigation. She's his best witness, and I'll read you the end of my letter today to the sheriff telling him just that he needs to get to that witness because Terry Schiavo has been communicating with her mom and dad. And she was communicating. I'm reading a part right now from a nurse that's talking about her saying words to them at one time and moving her arms. And when she would have her menstrual period, how she would say pain, pain, and she'd curl up. She could move her whole body at one time and would rub her tummy with her hands. And now just through a lack of... rehabilitation, her bones have atrophied so much she can't do that today. But I told the sheriff again tonight in this email that she can testify to him and he should get his investigators in there and save her life and use her as his best witness in this case. So I'm hoping and praying that our police association here can convince him to do that, because he certainly has the power and the jurisdiction to do just that lawfully.
I love the angle you're taking on this. That is just genius. Thank you so much.
Well, it's the law, James. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how it's amazing how when the law is applied appropriately, it sounds genius in the world that we're living in now. It's just
yes.
So simple. It's just, Pat, thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm going to let you go. And you're going to present something else. I want to hear that.
Thank you, James. Okay. Lord bless you now. Sam in Missouri. Brother Sam, how are you and Trish doing down your way? I know you're really upset about this, brother, as we are here.
Yeah, we've been covering it on our broadcast that we do, Jack, and I've been saying exactly what you've been saying. There's not a whole lot more that need be said. You've done a real good job of covering this tonight. I just wanted to ask you that preceding article that you read listing all of those, all of that stuff that was in there. Where did you find that? That was a beautiful piece that was written up on this whole situation, the deposition.
Boy, I tell you, we have been digging through so much material here, brother. I right this second, I can't tell you where we got it, but I can tell you I can email it to you.
Oh, praise God! I don't know. I don't know if you I don't know if you have my email address, but I could I could.
I don't have it, Sam.
Okay, I'll leave it with the board op. I'll leave it with Paul and. And then he can get it to you. Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll send you over the letter I just sent tonight, which includes all of that, and also this witness here that's a nurse and a legal lady that is deeply involved in this case, too, and has more testimony. I'll send all that over to you, which is the same letter I've just sent to the sheriff.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. And, you know, my thing is, if they say that this is such a painless way to go, then all these people ought to not eat during the time she's... Why don't they live without food during the time she's going through all this?
I wish I was king. I'd take that husband and that judge, and I'd set them down right beside her and put a sign on them, don't feed and don't give them any hydration, you know.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, because once this happens, this just opens a Pandora's box down an extremely slippery slope. And unfortunately, you know, the media is not covering it. And, of course, my thing has always been all these women. Remember back in the 90s? Remember all this sexual harassment screaming and all in the 70s and 80s, these women's libbers out there?
What?
Equal rights. Where are they now?
That's right. Well, you're going to be even more angry tonight when I finish this story from this nurse, because George Soros, the attorney fellows here, has a book already completed on the death of Terri Schiavo that he's going to publish right when she dies. Probably he's head of this death cult, you know, that's a national group who believes in death with dignity like this. And he already has a book finished, so they've got this thing all wired, man. And I imagine probably Michael Schiavo has a big piece of the action in this book that's going to be published, too.
Absolutely. Well, Jack, just send me back to Paul, and I'll give him my address or my email address.
All right. Love you guys.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Rita in Texas.
Okay. Okay. Well, we got Rita in Texas. Let's go to Rita real quick. Rita?
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I had a conversation with you earlier and during one of your telecasts, Officer McGlam, and you were asking, well, where are the Christians?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm asking the same question, sir, right now.
I know it. Well,
you know, and
state of affairs, Rita, their pastors all across this nation tell them, don't get involved. This is, don't stand up to evil government. All evil governments of God. So here you have it, Rita. They're not standing up.
Well, there was a caller who called in that he was asking about the militia.
Yeah.
I have been listening. I called up my congressman. I've been listening to your program, sir. I really do not have any faith in any judicial system in the United States of America. I am thoroughly convinced that it is exactly the same venal and oppressive system that existed prior to the American Revolution. It is the same system that millions were executed in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany.
Rita, you're a very wise lady, because you're absolutely right.
And Officer McLam, I believe in justice. And I heard a saying many years ago when this country, when there was justice that still was visible, you know, to the people.
Yeah.
I used to think, well, you know, the state would be executing, criminals, let's say, who killed people. But I heard that the justice of capital punishment is he who strikes the first blow reaps what they sow. And this judge that is down there in Florida, sir, it's not just him. It's also those police officers that are aiding and abetting, do you see, in this slaughter. Because, you know, this isn't going to stop with her. It's going to go with the soldiers, that are disabled.
We got to take a break, sister.
Yes. God bless.
Thank you for your great points, Lord.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I'm not going to get through this letter of this nurse. I'll read you some high points here. About a year and a half ago, she said she worked 40 hours a week, weekends, up all night in the office as a former lawyer of Terry's parents. And she read a lot of material in this case, and also met those that came in to testify. Nurses came in to testify. Many nurses came in to talk about how bad Terry's husband was treating her and abusing her right there in her hospital room. She talks about, she said that the nurses were saying he would come in and say, is the B-I-T-H dead yet? And he would even call on the phone and say, is the B-I-T-H dead yet? And he boasted on how he's going to spend the money he would go after, get after her death. And he forbid her music on her radio. He forbid her having ministers in to pray with her, priests and all that. And just everything, anything to abuse that woman. She says that he went in several times to Terry and closed the door at the hospice, was alone with her. When the nurses entered the room after he left, they found Terry shaken, trembling, and pale, and looking as if she was in diabetic crisis. Terry has no blood sugar problems due to her regular diet, but seeing her in distress and appearance of diabetic crisis, the nurse gave her a glucose test anyway, and the numbers were just so skewed that it was clear Terry was in insulin shock. The nurses gave her a shot to alleviate the diabetic shock and immediately suspected Michael had injected her during his visits to cause this. I said she believes she is happening, that this happened to her twice. The nurses also described taking care of Terry and how when her menstrual cramps would come, she would curl up in the bed and put her hands on her tummy and say, pain, mama, get my mama. And so I'm just happy to say, folks, we got this entire information off to the sheriff tonight from our police association. A lot of good material here. And a letter at the bottom here, we put, Dear Brother James, the sheriff, do not allow this woman to die until a true criminal investigation is concluded into this case. If you read the above, you know that Terry may very well be able to communicate with your investigators. She does communicate with her mother and family. She will with you. Be a true protector of the people. You are trusted to be one. I messed that up. But anyway, the American people, the Pope, and Terry need a hero right now. We are your peers. We believe in you. Pray about this situation, brother, and you will know what you must do. What you have a duty, jurisdiction, and power to do as the protector of the people. The mass of the public will be on your side if you save Terry and give her her day in criminal court. The judge is in violation of several Florida state laws. You have the right to investigate these things. And I said, listen to your heart and mind. We stand with you on commencing a criminal investigation today. Your brother, Officer Jack McLam, retired, president of the American Citizens and Lawmen Association. And so, folks, we must keep on the pressure. You have the numbers. I pray you have the numbers to call the governor. Keep on the governor. Keep on the Congress and the Senate. Keep on the sheriff. Lord bless you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget to continue to pray and call and email for Terry. God bless all of you. Talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.